AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kilmer Abrego Garcia has been released from an immigration detention center in Pennsylvania on the order of a federal judge. Jennifer King reports that word comes from Abrego Garcia's attorney.
Simon Sandoval Moschenberg says he's prepared to defend his client against further deportation efforts, and the Salvadoran national plans to return to his wife and child in Maryland. It's the latest twist in a lengthy legal saga for a man who was wrongfully deported to El Salvador, then brought back to the U.S. to face criminal charges. In ordering his immediate release, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes accused the Trump administration of misleading the court when they said at a hearing that Costa Rica was no longer willing to accept him. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin says they will fight this ruling and called it naked judicial activism by a judge who was appointed to the bench by President Obama. Abrego Garcia is fighting to dismiss charges in a separate criminal case in Tennessee where he pled not guilty to human smuggling. He argues that the government is trying to punish him for challenging his removal to El Salvador. I'm Jennifer King.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is linking the seizure of an oil tanker off Venezuela to anti-drug efforts, telling a House committee.
It was a successful operation directed by the president to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland, unconvinced.
That's just a cover story. The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force.
Republican state senators in Indiana have voted down a new congressional map created to give the GOP an advantage in the 2026 election, rejecting a pressure campaign from the White House. The U.S. Senate has rejected an extension of health care subsidies, and it's also voted down a Republican alternative that would have created new health savings accounts. And for the second time in a week, a grand jury's declined to reindict New York Attorney General Letitia James. This is AP News. Everything must go, but not because it's a sale, Ed Donahue explains.
Next week, the Interior Department is ordering the removal of certain items from National Park gift shops.
Honestly, it's just one more thing to add to the list of things that, why?
Kathy Skigla-Baglio was visiting the Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia. The reason given is to create neutral spaces and eliminate merchandise it considers discriminatory. Courtney Chisholm says there are a lot of people who have helped in the history of building the country, whether they be white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or every race in between.
So to spend your time in this world doing something that you can be better spent maybe actually doing your job, it's a little crazy.
It's not clear what items will be banned. Conservation groups say it amounts to censorship and undermines the National Park Service's educational mission. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.